Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager bringing you a brand new week of the Revisionist Report, and a terrific week it's going to be. Tomorrow, Wilf Hienck will be back to tell us what he can about the private sale of the Joseph Mengele diaries to an Orthodox Jew and what that will mean. We'll also discuss some of the other famous Nazis who are living in South America. Later in the week, he'll tell us about the extraordinary state commissions of the Soviet Union. From their work, we have the charges of war crimes that were used at the IMT to convict the Germans. So this is all very important revisionist information, which is some of the newer information and some of the newer work that's being done by revisionists, including Will. Now, today, the major news continues to be the shooting killing of over 90 people, many of them youths, in Norway on Saturday. There is so much to say about this. It's hard for me to know where to start. But first, you know, the media spin is, of course, underway, and it was right from the beginning. It's hard to tell just how it's going to all fall out. And I'm glad that I had a couple of days to read about this and see what they were up to, you know, what was going to be coming out on it before I had to talk about it, because I think when we start jumping right in, right after something happens and start making claims and, you know, about this and that, we're usually wrong. So we have to let it settle down a little bit. But some things we absolutely know, that we know about the media spin, and we know not to believe anything we read, even in the alternative media, right away to you know, not to disbelieve, you know, every little, all the facts. I don't mean that. What there are some things that are known, what they mean and how true some of the things are is questionable, mostly because of what they emphasize. Right off the bat, they start emphasizing certain things and ignoring other things. Now, the media repeats that this is anti-immigrant hatred. You know, we've got the idea about hatred going on right off the bat, naturally, and it's just going to get worse. But I'm saying this, I'm saying that anti-immigration feelings, anti-immigration talk, anti-immigration parties, anti-immigration debate is not hatred. And to be anti-immigrant is prudence, is prudent. We're talking about people who are prudent about the, you know, what this all is going to mean in the future and what it's going to mean to those people who are being immigrated into. And to call it hatred is just one of the tactics to shut up everybody and not allow any debate to go on. Now, about this Anders Breivik, you know, nothing he has said is really wrong except linking the Nazis with the communists, which he does. He's anti-Nazi, but I'll go into that a little bit more later. That might be a little bit wrong because he's lumping groups together that don't all belong together. But what he has done is wrong. You know, let's get clear. What he has done is very wrong, and I think this is going to be going to make things more difficult for people like ourselves and groups like our organizations like RBN in the future, unfortunately. All right, we're coming to our first break, and we'll continue with this. I will continue with it when we get back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I am bringing you the revisionist report this morning, and the topic is the slaughter in Norway over the weekend of the young people and probably some adults, too, at the camp, the summer camp that they had there. Now, this camp, let us realize, was a camp put on by the Social Democratic, or no, the Labour Party. The Labour Party in Norway, which were the same as the Social Democrats in Europe, which are the left party, probably left of the Democratic Party here, something that is more much more socialist, and also they are pro multicultural. You know, they are against race, any kind of racism. They want to be, they're pro everybody, and they are pro immigration. And this, so this camp, that's why this group was chosen by this Anders Breivik, who is a right winger, very anti immigration, to make his rather quite grisly point in the way that he did it. Now, that he is being called an extreme rightist and a Christian fundamentalist. You know, they've got information on him from his Facebook page, which he's had for quite a while, although I understand, and this is something that the Council for Conservative Citizens published on their website, which said, I'm going to be kind of jumping around here, so you're going to have to kind of stick with me, or, you know, be patient with me. They show his Facebook pages, and they say that right after the event took place, his Facebook page was doctored up. That he had a profile on there with certain things, and on their website, if you go to, they have a good they did this a couple days ago though, so everything has to keep being updated. But they had an article at HTTP. You know, colons, double, two slashes, COF, CC, Council, standing for Council of Conservative Citizens, COFCC.org. And they show these two Facebook pages in this editorial they printed and they published. And it shows that it was changed. And they're asking the question, you know, why this was happening. Anyway, they're pointing it out, that it was doctored up by the mainstream media, is what they say, to show different interests and different comments that he made than what he actually had there to begin with. So this is rather suspect. But what I'm looking at right now is an opinion piece that just came out this morning on, or I guess it looks like it was yesterday, on Ynet, which is that Israeli website. And they like everybody else, are calling him an extreme rightist and Christian fundamentalist. Now, I want to get back to this. He is not a Christian fundamentalist. He's not a fundamentalist in that sense, you know, like a Christian Zionist or something like that. I don't think so. He's not. His Christianity appears to be in the traditional form. He sees Christianity as the basis, part of the historic basis for Europe. And what he shows in everything that he cares about is keeping Europe European. That's his whole concern. And the reason that he is pro, it seems to me that the reason that he's pro-Zionist or really pro-Israel, not pro-Zionist, probably pro-Israel, is that he sees Israel as being some sort of a bastion of democracy, the way Israel presents itself in the Middle East amongst Islam, and that it is trying to defend itself. Well, I don't agree with him on Israel. I don't agree with him on some of the other things that he says, like I already mentioned, the way he portrays his opinion of the National Socialists, and he's one of his great heroes, he said, is Winston Churchill, because he's sort of bought into the whole World War II story as it's presented by the mainstream. And remember, he is 32 years old. He was born in, I think it's 1979. So, you know, he's not like some of us who can remember back in some of those times, closer to the war. And you know, he doesn't represent, say, me, but he does say a lot of things that are important to be said, and it's unfortunate. I already said that, but I do think it's unfortunate that he has done what he's done. Apart from the fact that he's murdered, you know, the grief and the sorrow for these people and their children, but it's gonna hurt us. It's gonna hurt everything that we're doing, although making the claims that he does might bring some attention to it. And this is the thing. If people had been able to talk about this, if this were allowed to be discussed without people being accused of being haters, racists, and Nazis, and you know, anti-Semites, and some of the other of us. If this could be discussed openly, if these parties could exist without being constantly demonized, then this kind of action that he took would not have been necessary. But if you think that these liberals are going to take any responsibility for this, of course they're not. You know, they're going to blame it on this man's Christianity. Now, I'm saying he was a traditional. His Christianity appeared to be of a traditional social nature, not of a Bible reading believing nature. He never showed anything. He hasn't showed any traits like that. But this is how the Jews are going to do it. Now, in this article by Manfred Gerstenfeld. Manfred is a German name. Gerstenfeld, of course, is Jewish. He says one of the things in his essay here is that it cannot happen here. He said that why wasn't there any security personnel? You know, they think we should, the whole world, the whole Europe and the United States should be full of security like Israel is. You know, we should live like that. We should all have the security all the time to protect us from those people who want to do us harm. But in Norway, he says, well, they didn't think anything like that would ever happen in Norway, so they don't have that, which we shouldn't have to. But now they're going to say, well, now they need all this in Norway, too, and we need it everywhere because these terrorists are everywhere going to strike. And so this is one thing. They're going to tell us that that democracy must be protected, and the only way to protect our democracy is through all of these super police state measures. Well, I think you're all familiar. You all understand that. Now, he also talks about the fact that Israel has got to be brought into this. It's as though Israel had nothing to do with it. But he says that in this climate, there was this Social Democratic Party, this Labour Party in Norway, was very critical of Israel and very pro-Palestinian, and we know that. And so this is something that has to be checked out on, because this brings Israel into the story. That's the only way that Israel comes into the story, because none of this has anything to do with Israel or Zionists or Jews or anything like that. Okay. Well, there's another story by today by a by a broadcaster. Okay, I'm going to go to Tikkun Olam. I don't read Tikkun Olam, but there is a story here that talks about Breivik's neo-Nazi manifesto, Latter-day Mein Kampf. Now, Tikkun Olam is some kind of a liberal Jewish website. I'm very suspicious of liberal Jews. I don't put much store in them. Some people do, but who are, you know, critical of Israel, because it's more than Israel that is the problem, far more than just Israel. But it says that it's making the case that that what Breivik wrote, his 2083 manifesto, that is now online, and I've looked it over and to see what was there, and it's making the case that this is another Mein Kampf, and it, you know, goes on and on about how this while he's not calling for the extermination of Muslims yet, he will be called that, you know, since he says that this won't end until 2083. Well, you know, this is this is a young guy who's writing this, and you know, does he know what's going to happen? You know, is he the next Adolf Hitler? I don't think so. Did Adolf Hitler do anything like he did? No. So this is you know, but his manifesto here has some errors in it. He has some history wrong. But basically, his discussion of multiculturalism and in Europe and how it is going to destroy Europe, it is destroying Europe, is right on track. And he says that this is like a genocide. He said this is pure genocide of Europe and the European gene pool. And it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carolyn Yeager. I'm back once again listening to the music for some reason. That music must, at a certain point, that music must just sort of do something to my mind. All right. I was talking about this Anders Breivik, who did this terrible murder spree in Norway over the weekend, and the way they are associating him with Adolf Hitler, and in this article on Tikkun Olam, this blog, he has said that, you know, what he has written in his Declaration of Independence, which he titled 2083, is a very much similar, you know, or another manifesto, just like Hitler's Mein Kampf. Well, a sentence in this opinion piece is, while Breivik's views in one major particular diverge from those of Hitler, in many other ways they mirror each other precisely. As for the difference, Breivik only sees some Jews as the problem. These are the Marxist Jews in the diaspora and Israel, the ones embracing multiculturalism. They are the enemy. But the Norwegian neo-Nazi, now they're calling him a neo-Nazi, he's not a neo-Nazi, views Zionist Israel, as represented by anti-jihadis like Avigdor Lieberman, as what he calls cultural cousins. Israel is a far right friend in this view, because this is a nation that hates Islam and will expel the Muslims living within it. Well, he is really a representative of the beliefs of Geert Wilders, this Breivik. That hasn't been brought out a lot yet, but it does seem to be pretty much the case. And Geert Wilders' odd, rather strange kind of right wingism, which is wants to get the all this Muslim immigration out of Europe, which I can agree with, but he doesn't. Nothing about the Jews bothers him. He doesn't want to go after the Jews. Now, people, which I don't agree with. Now, some people say this is a political tactic, because if you go after the Jews, you're going to be destroyed. And And the fact is that Geert Wilders' party and other parties like that have patterned themselves after his party's philosophy have been doing very well in Europe. Finally, these right-wing parties are getting somewhere. That is because it seems that they have decided to go neutral or make friends with the Jews in order to do something about some of the other problems. And this is working. So you can see why they're doing it. But now, with what Breivik has done, that's going to give them a big problem. And that may be the reason. That may be the reason. Because I'm going to go back to my notes now. You know, there is the question of whether this is a false flag operation. You know, is this one man? People have brought up, and rightly so, that how could one man shoot almost 90 or 80 some people on this camp in this camp at this campground in an hour's time? How could he have managed to blow up that building and get there and do all these things all by himself, as it appears, as they're taking it? You know, this brings us back to things like the Kennedy assassination and Lee Harvey Oswald. And we should know that our governments and aligned with the media have the ability to put forward stories which are not true. We know that Lee Harvey Oswald, as the lone killer, that still stands as the official story, but we know it's not true. Anybody with a brain who's looked into it and studied it knows that, and it's been proven, really, in various ways, that this bullet from Lee Harvey Oswald's gun could not have done all that damage. And in the same way, we have to question whether this gun that this fellow had could have done all that damage. What's behind it all? But the government is already setting up what's what and putting it out there through all its various media outlets and even writers like I've just been quoting from and so on, you know, opinion pieces, everything to give us one view of what happened. And this is what we shouldn't at the same time decide that we're going to go off into every crazy conspiracy story that comes along because it suits our own belief system. So that also we have to be careful of, because I think those crazy conspiracy theories that pop up immediately are just as much run by the establishment as the official story is. I do. And so we have to be careful of that. Well, I might go into a little more of that in a bit. But I want to remind you that the phone call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and I invite you to call in. Now, I'm going to make another point here for my own my own views here, is that the purpose of the media and governments that we are laboring under today is to destroy white Christian culture in Europe and white political dominance. Of course, they're working on destroying that here in the United States, too, in Australia, in Canada. So, but it's all based on our European heritage. Now, the idea is to create multiracial, multicultural, multireligious, Marxist, economically based nations. That are based on actually fear, where we're constantly in fear of some kind of terrorism because people don't like this, and we're never going to like it. So this is what we have, all right? We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I'm looking over some material here. I want to continue telling you, as to remind anybody that's just coming in, my topic is the deaths in Norway, the killings, the murders in Norway, by this, apparently, by Anders Breivik, who is now on having his first hearing. And that's interesting, too, which we'll get to in a minute. But I do want to make the point once again that, in my opinion, our governments are our enemies today, our white governments in our white nations that are still hanging on to being white, barely. And they are collaborating in our collective death. And this is why I think that Anders Breivik is correct to draw attention to the situation. But as I said, killing people in this way in order to do it is not the way to do it. However, I'm going to say, and this is a harsh, but you need to listen to this carefully and not jump to conclusions about what I'm saying. But killing 90 people is actually a small number compared to what these governments are doing and the kind of genocidal killing they are doing to us as a people. And this includes the fact that our birth rate keeps diminishing. And why? There are reasons for this, because we're not encouraged to have birth rates, to marry and have families. But now this Anders guy, Breivik, he also, let's look at people like him. He's a single man. He never had any children. It seems like so many of the leaders of these things, either you're a strong, passionate leader, or you have passionate political views, or you're a more regular, ordinary person, and you marry, settle down, and have families. I think we would do better if more of us would settle down and have families than if we go about the kind of things that this man has gone about with his life. Okay, I have a caller. It is Werner in New Brunswick. Hello, Werner. What have you got to say about this?
Well, good morning. I just turned in there just a few minutes ago, and you mentioned about all the different spin and the lies that are being put out by official sources, government sources, and they stick to their lies. Well, what does it say in the scripture? Satan was a murderer, a liar and a murderer right from the beginning. And what is the track record of especially the United States government right now?
What did you say?
I said in the Old Testament.
I got that. Well, what was your last sentence there about the U.S. government?
As I say, what is the track record over the last few decades of the United States government?
Exactly. Well, I made the point right off the bat that we cannot believe what we're hearing, what we're being told in the media or by the governments. They're working together, and I got some good example of this here from the Council of Conservative Citizens, which I'll go into right now while you're on the phone, Werner. And I had already mentioned that they were talking about his Facebook page, and so here's what they write, and they put this up over the weekend. They said there was spree killer Anders Behring Breivik's Facebook original profile immediately after his name was released. I think that's not the place I want to go to. I keep losing my place here. Let's see where I can find what I'm looking for. Nope, I had it. All right, as soon as the killer's name was released, they say thousands of people began looking up his Facebook page. It is common for people to make hoax pages when someone is in the news. Initially, a page in Norwegian appeared. Now, so I didn't know that. So on Facebook, you can make up a page about somebody who's in the news and post it there. I guess it eventually gets taken down. But initially, it says a page in Norwegian appeared bearing the suspect's name, multiple face shots, and a photo of the suspect in the uniform of a European Freemason. That's a weird question. I don't know what that Freemason photograph, obviously a real photograph, means. But then it says Facebook deleted it. Then a second page in English then appeared bearing the suspect's name and a single photo. Facebook also quickly deleted it. However, the mainstream media is gleefully using this second Facebook page to demonize Christians and conservatives. Well, it's on that second page that shows more that he had this his interest, he considers himself a Christian, and his interest is in certain things about Christianity and so on. So, but I don't know now whether either of these Facebook pages are his, or if what's on them is what he put on them, or anything. You don't know any of this because we know what they do, as you said, and I contrasted it to the Lee Harvey Oswald case, and how we've been told absolute lies of every kind about him, and that was set up. Another thing about Lee Harvey Oswald, because I remember when that happened, I was old enough to pay attention to it, and as an intelligent person, and I fell for everything. I couldn't get enough of what was on TV and in the newspapers, and I just read and read and watched and watched and ate it all up and believed everything. And when they brought Oswald out of the to transfer him to another place, in that famous scene where Jack Ruby shot him, it was like they spun that as, well, this is Cowboy Dallas, and in Dallas they don't do things the way they're supposed to. The police are kind of out of control. They're a bunch of right wing cowboys there, because that was also supposed to be a right wing conspiracy against plot against our president, against the government, and they And we all believe that. Oh, those horrible Dallas, those stupid Dallas police, why would they have done that? Now our famous witness is gone. You know, he's not available for us to hear what he has to say. Well, the same thing might happen to this Breivik, because they've got him, the Norwegians, already today, while they were driving him to his hearing, were shouting in the street, you know, they want to kill him, they want him to die, this and that. You know, they play up all this anger as justified in the media. Okay, I've gone on and on. Continue, Werner. What else do you want to say?
Well, as I say, you know, with this kind of line from official sources, and what it says in the Bible, a liar and a murderer, the United States government and the coalition, they engaged on a killing spree now for many years, you know?
Yes, and, yes, exactly. Thousands, hundreds of thousands. But they make out that this 90 people, which is bad, we can't condone it. But, you know, that's the face of evil. This young man is the face of evil.
But as I say, the evil is officially ingrained in all government institutions. Mm-hmm. And as I say, who masterminds those wars all over the place? Where millions of innocent people are being killed. The mastermind is supposed to be symbolically from the Pentagon. And what is a symbol of witchcraft and of devil's worship? The pentagram. Why would a Christian nation have an official government building? A pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it say the whole story? And when I look at the emblems on the different armies, on their tanks, and on their warplanes, they have the five-pointed star. Isn't it a satanic symbol and a symbol of witchcraft and of devil?
Well, I don't know. I don't go too much for making out too much about symbols, you know, because what's wrong with the five-pointed star? Are we going to make that satanic? Everything's going to be satanic. You know, I mean, I thought the six-pointed star was the satanic star. But anyway, what do you think about... What do you think, Werner, about the Islamic immigration or Muslim immigration in Europe? What do you think? What is your opinion on that? Do you think it's a big problem or not a big problem?
Well, as long as the people integrate within society, when you come into another country, you have to obey by the laws of the country. You cannot bring your laws and your perception into another country, you know?
Yes, yes, that's all nice talk, see. But the fact is that so many are saying that they don't, and that there's no intention, and that when the demographics get to a certain point, they won't have to. Then they will just take over and impose their social structure on the whites of Europe, and Europe will change forever and forever and ever. Then, you know, we won't have any ability to throw them out. And this is why this Breivik, I think, uses the Crusades in his, I don't know how much you've looked over what he's done. He's put up some YouTubes. I guess they're his. Once again, you know, you can't trust that anything is what they say it is, but in which he's encouraging a kind of a Christian Crusades against Islam in Europe to drive Islam out of Europe once again. And what would you say to that?
Look, European nations have intruded into so many native cultures and cultures all over the world and caused such a destruction, you know. But who wants chaos? Who wants that people kill each other? Again, it's the whole purpose of Satan.
You know? Well, we can't fight Satan. I mean, how do we fight Satan?
Well...
I mean, when people say that, they want you then to go to church and start praying, I guess.
I guess you don't have to go to church in order to pray.
Well, but you know what I mean. They want you to join, to become a Christian and speak out about that and do all that, and that's going to answer it. I don't think so.
As I say, most of the churches, they are not doing the bidding of the Lord, but they're doing the bidding of Satan.
Well, that's right. So, you know, I don't see that is the answer. But I, It's interesting that you said they want war, they want chaos, they want civil war. Now, yesterday's Sunday San Antonio newspaper has the headline, because I'm at a place where I get the newspaper, right? I don't get it at home. I hate the newspapers. But it has the big headline on the Sunday paper, Norway suspect sought civil war. Now, here you go. This is this thing. You know, what actually brings civil war onto a nation when you have a lot of strong differences of opinion? If you're going to bring people from a totally different culture and religion into your nation, that's how you're going to have civil war. And now they want to blame it. They want to say, oh, we can all live peacefully, but this guy doesn't like it. He wants to foment civil war. Well, what multiculturalism foments civil war. It foments war, and they know it. And when we go into other people's cultures, as you said, then we create chaos there, and there's civil war too. So, and we're fomenting civil war in places like Libya, where we want to influence our, United States, basically, but also the other NATO nations, want to encourage certain groups within that nation to rise up against their government and bring about all this war. Now we've created a war in Libya. So I see that this is a big problem. I've got another caller, Werner. Werner, you can stay on the line, and let's see what Paul from New Jersey has to say. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Carol.
Paul. Yes, okay.
I absolutely agree with Breivik's concerns about the Islamification of Europe. For one, I like to think of Europe as being Christian and keeping it as such, and I have no qualms about stating that I want to keep it that way, all right, as an American, because I'm from European roots and I sympathize with Europe. Mm-hmm. Likewise, in this country, I don't want to be totally displaced or conquered by the Hispanics, but it seems like the New World Order globalists are hell-bent on that. But concerning Islam in Europe, first of all, I want to conserve the classical buildings, the statuaries. You know, if the Muslims take over, they will destroy the Pietà and the great art created in the Renaissance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this idea that they're all peaceful is wrong in the same sense with the Jews. You might say that the mass of these people aren't going to do anything so bad, or a lot of them, but their leadership is going to tell them what to do, and they're going to follow it. Would you say so?
Yes, and they can radicalize later. Just because they portray themselves to be moderate now doesn't mean they might not
become
radical fundamentalists. And we know what they've done to statues in Afghanistan, where those two statues of Buddha were destroyed by the Taliban. So for Christians or people of European heritage to be concerned about these immigrants is actually logical. Now, there's a second aspect, too. And I urge your listeners to go to YouTube after your show is over, of course, and look up rape in Oslo, Norway. And it turns out that just about all of the incidents of rapes of European women in Scandinavia are committed by these immigrants from Muslim countries, many of them from North Africa, the Moroccan.
That's true.
Also, and what's funny, Carolyn, is notice these savages that they brought into Europe, they burn cars and they in France on every New Year's. They create all kinds of gang violence. They've turned sections of European cities into no-go zones where you have to be careful for your life just to walk down the street, as Theo van Gogh would know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're supposed to pretend like we're not concerned. We're supposed to not rise up. And so this is what happens with a man like Breivik. But now Breivik, as you stated correctly, is he's a Zionist, which I am not. He's an anti-racist, which I am not. I am a racist, ultimately. And so he's really from the center-right.
This idea of anti-racism and that this is in all this particular type of of right-wing movement that's caught on so well in Europe. And that is, they want to focus, it seems to me, you know, I'm not one of them, I'm not privy to anything, but it seems to me that they want to focus on Islam as the major problem, and therefore they want to not focus on anything else, which would cause them to be called racist. It may be kind of a tactic, you know, that they're using. Well, we have to go to another break. Hang on, both Werner and Paul, and we'll finish this up when we get back. We've already almost ended our program.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with the last 5 minutes of today's program. And I've got Paul and Werner on the phone, if they're still there. But I do want to say something before I ask them another question, Paul was bringing up the idea that they were only against Muslims and not against anyone else. And this is very strange. Now, in this article that I've been quoting from, they write here, and I thought this was very good. We're talking about this blog document that Breivik was posting on for a while, and then he stopped posting on that. But anyway, this blog, he has quite a few posts on that blog, and this blog is run by a Jew named Hans Rustad, and he's very pro-Zionist, this blog is generally, but against Islam, which is the common attitude of so many in Europe. Now, he says they the article says that this blog, these kinds of people like Hans Rosted, represent an ideology where the importance of ethnicity is played down or dismissed completely, and the need for the preservation of Western cultural and democratic values is commonly used as a substitute. My computer jumped again. Used as a substitute, brother.
Caroline, may I say something?
Yes, go ahead while I'm looking. I just found it again.
I guess, you know, the Western cultures, the Christian cultures, we better start looking for other ambassadors to promote the culture than sending in the military.
Yes, okay. Because, you know, this, but this doesn't make sense, Werner, to say that ethnicity is played down or dismissed, but yet they want to preserve Western culture. You can't preserve Western culture if you allow all kinds of ethnicities to take part in it. It just doesn't make sense. It says their rhetoric and activities are almost completely focused on Islam and Muslims. Other immigrant groups such as Vietnamese, Chinese, non-Muslim Africans, and other groups are routinely painted as harmless or even as positive contributors to society. Now, this shows that this is really, who's behind this but Jews and pro-Israel Jews? Who, you know, this has to be an attitude that is promoted by the Jewish element and those who might join in with them. Because otherwise, it just doesn't make any sense. What do you think, Paul?
I agree, and I think the goal we should work towards is just repatriation of all non-Europeans from Europe. I mean, are we not allowed to have a land for ourselves? Are we?
Yeah,
not?
That needs to be the motto.
And shouldn't the UN be promoting homogenous societies where racism cannot exist? If you live among your own people in a homogenous society, racism cannot exist. So that is the way to end racism. And another way to end it is for European countries to stop meddling overseas and meddling in the Middle East, which generates this animosity towards the West.
Well, I agree. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. I couldn't agree more. Werner, does that, you know, what do you say to something like that?
Well, as I say, you know, no matter what our colors are, we shall treat each other as human beings. And in among every race, you got nutcases, you got extremists. But this extremism is being fed by constant meddling, especially from the industrialized countries in other continents, in Africa. You know, who is shipping the nuts in there?
Okay, thank you, Werner, and thank you, Paul. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back tomorrow. We may be able to revisit this subject on Wednesday when new developments have taken place. Bye for now.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings